Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Saturday marks a very significant milestone in Irish sport as the Phoenix Cricket Club in Dublin celebrates 50 years of women's cricket, a full day of festivities in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. At the heart of the club and the story of women's cricket in Ireland is Barbara Smith. She's the founding player, a past club president and the current chair of women's cricket. Good morning to you, Barbara Smith.
Good morning.
I hear you actually were the first female president in the Phoenix Park itself. This is true, isn't it?
I pipped Mary Robinson by a few months.
1989.
December 1989, yes.
The president, and that was the Phoenix Club. How did you get involved in cricket in 1975?
Yeah, some friends brought me up to the club, said, why don't you come up and have a drink, socialise. And that was probably before 75. And the men were doing very well. And there were women and girlfriends and friends and friends. And the women decided they wanted to play and started a team. They phoned me up and said, would you like to play? I said, would I what? And that was it. I just loved it. Loved the game.
And obviously you go on to become quite an influential person at the club. You did a lot of things, didn't you? Because there were no facilities for women. So you helped lead that conversion of the club using a coal shed.
Well, the coal shed was sort of at the end of the pavilion. Yes, when I came, there was no women's toilet in the club and we had to use the gents and stand guard. So you can imagine the changing facilities. But not so far before me, women weren't allowed in the bar in the club. They had to stay out in the viewing room. Yes. So women's cricket is part of social history, really, in a funny way, yes.
Yeah, it is. That's
good.
Yeah. It was a disused coal shed and you turned that into the changing room and the showers and everything. It was a small act, but it was a sign of what was to come, really, wasn't it? This kind of
opening. Well, it was, and we agitated for membership, and we had to go to three AGMs. It was started with women could attend and speak at the AGM, but not vote. We needed a 2/3 majority of men to change the rules to allow women to be full members. And on our third attempt at the AGM, we got full membership. That was in 1981.
81.
So, yes, and we were the first club. Now, we're not the first women's club playing cricket. There was women's cricket back in the 1930s.
Yeah.
But we're celebrating 50 years of consecutive cricket. So from 1975 to now, we have always had at least one women's team.
Yeah. Which has never happened before. Now, we can barely hear it in your accent, Barbara. You're originally from Iowa. In the US, so did you know what cricket was before you came here?
No, not a clue. English was my degree, so there were references in both Beckett and Joyce. And when I came here, I was studying at Trinity College. I used to sit in College Park and watch the games. I hadn't a clue what was going on, but the guys in white and the sound, the pick-pack-puck of the ball on the bat, I loved it. Didn't understand the game, but that interested me greatly. Yep.
And you got into it. The Phoenix Park itself is a very interesting place to have a cricket club and a busy place. There are interruptions in play, obviously, with rain, but there must be other interruptions too.
Oh, we've had many and many funny incidents. We had a visitor from Zimbabwe once who got very concerned when she heard roaring lions from the zoo. And in the evenings, we can sometimes hear the seals being fed. And then, of course, there are the deer wandering, and that's the animal events. Yes, once a man lost his child and came onto the pitch, so the 22 players and umpires had to go looking for his 2-year-old who was just in long grass asleep. But it was worrying. We're next to the Garda and Army ground, so sometimes they're practicing their helicopter skills, so that kind of interrupts match. Lots of things happen there. We had a baby born during a match once, not in the Phoenix Park. Well, one of our players, Jenny Halliday, was expecting and was scoring.
Wow.
And went into labour while she was scoring, and the two in the middle batting didn't realise this. But anyway, Jenny's husband came and collected her, and off she went, and we finished the game, and we actually won the league that night on points.
That's incredible.
Her husband came back after the match and said, it's a girl. So the baby was born before the end of the match.
Oh, my God. Speaking of call the midwife, as we were earlier on the programme. That's
indeed, yeah.
Apart from
and you're meant to Phoenix Park.
It's generally a safe sport, though, cricket, isn't it?
Well, you have to be careful. It's not like a continuous game like soccer, Gaelic hurling, you know, you're standing still and then you're having to sprint and dive. And yeah. it's frequently players who brought on who hadn't played before. There's one story of a friend who appeared and said, look, stand on the boundary and stop the ball. If it comes to you in the air, catch it. And she said, a ball came at her. She hadn't a clue, tried to catch it, hit her in the chin. She ended up having stitches. So,
oh, my God.
But generally, it's not
dangerous. If you don't know what to do,
no,
yeah, exactly.
It's not dangerous. We had a woman, Clarissa Crawford Pilkington, who started Trinity Women's Cricket, played into her 80s. She died at the age of 87, and she played cricket in every decade of her life.
Wow.
Her husband didn't really approve, but when we called up to ask her to play, we had to say, could she help with the tees? So her sign was, I'll bring the barm bracket. She played well into her 80s. Yeah.
Well, it's great. And you've kept it going continuously for 50 years. And that's why there's going to be such a great celebration in the Phoenix Park on Saturday. And,
yes, and we'd like any woman who's ever played for Phoenix in the last 50 years to come up and join us. We're having matches. We have the Garda Band. The schoolgirls are playing their mothers at 10 in the morning. So it's a day of celebration, totally.
And it wouldn't be cricket without the 6 p.m. Prosecco reception followed by a buffet meal. So
That's right. You need a ticket for that. The rest of it...
Come in and join the fun. PhoenixCricketClub.com to celebrate 50 years of women's cricket. But Barbara Schmidt, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.